Welcome back, dear listeners, to another enlightening season or revival of our podcast. I'm your host, Joe Robins, the mind behind Unplug Yourself, where we delve deep into our internal dialogues and share stories that help us all be who we want to be. This season, we're embarking on a new journey, exploring a realm that intertwines with our usual musings, but brings forth new paradoxes and reflections. I proudly present to you season two, titled The Ivory Tower Paradox. In this season, we will navigate through the intricate corridors of the corporate world and the pursuit of success, wealth, and status. We will reevaluate our traditional perceptions of success and question the role of wealth and status in our lives. We will delve into the psychology behind our drive for wealth and unravel the complex interplay of psychological factors that influence our career decisions and outcomes. We will discuss the evolving dynamics of work-life integration and challenge the societal norms that have long dictated our career paths. Drawing inspiration from the Ivory Tower Paradox on Medium, we will explore topics like the courage to pursue alternative paths, the importance of holistic well-being beyond financial prosperity, and the high price of climbing the corporate ladder. We will reflect on the sacrifice and trade-offs we make in our relentless pursuit of climbing that ladder and amassing wealth. So join me, and let's redefine ambition, find meaning beyond career advancement, and debunk the myths surrounding wealth as a measure of happiness. Let's balance wealth and success with true fulfillment and prompt reflections in our values and holistic approaches to happiness. So are you ready to unplug yourself from the conventional and deep dive into the paradoxes of the ivory tower? Let's embark on this journey together, pushing boundaries, inspiring others to greatness, and redefining success for genuine contentment. The allure of the corporate ladder, motivations and aspirations. In today's fast-paced corporate world, the concept of climbing the corporate ladder holds a strong allure for many professionals. The notion of success, recognition, and financial rewards associated with reaching the top can be captivating. However, it's essential to delve deeper into the dynamics of this aspiration to make more informed career decisions. In this post, we will explore the allure of the corporate ladder, the societal influences, the shape of these aspirations, and debunk the myths surrounding its pursuit. With that sweet lead-in, let's begin our journey of self-discovery and career planning. So what is the corporate ladder? The corporate ladder represents the hierarchical structure within an organization, with each rung signifying a higher level of authority and responsibility. Climbing this ladder often entails seeking promotions and advancements to reach coveted executive or leadership positions. While the ladder can serve as a clear path for career progression, it's crucial to recognize that success takes different forms for different individuals. Here is an example. Emily, a marketing executive, initially pursued promotions on the corporate ladder to gain prestige and higher income. However, after some self-reflection, she realized that she valued work-life balance and creative autonomy more than a title. She shifted her focus, pursued opportunities that aligned with her true aspirations. Are there societal and cultural influences? Society's prevailing norms and cultural expectations play a significant role in shaping career aspirations. The pressure to achieve external markers of success, such as job titles or financial gains, can lead to individuals prioritize climbing the corporate ladder over professional fulfillment. Here is a bit of data to reflect on. According to a study by Harvard Business Review, societal pressures can lead to a narrow definition of success, resulting in professionals feeling dissatisfied and unfulfilled in their careers. But I am different. There's no way external factors have shaped my perceptions. Well, the allure of the corporate ladder often stems from the perception that reaching the top equates to ultimate success. However, this myth neglects individual definitions of success and can lead to a lack of fulfillment despite climbing the ladder. Dr. Carol Dweck, a renowned psychologist, emphasizes the importance of intrinsic motivations and growth mindset over external validation in achieving true success. Understanding the allure of the corporate ladder is the first step toward making informed career decisions. While it can provide a clear path for progression, it's essential to consider personal aspirations and values before embarking on this journey. In the next section, We will delve into the effective career planning strategies that align with your true north. Remember, success is not a one-size-fits-all, and discovering your unique definition of fulfillment will lead to a more satisfying and rewarding career. Career planning for meaningful progression. Before embarking on any career path, it's essential to assess your current goals and values. Ask yourself what truly motivates you and brings you to a sense of fulfillment. Consider your strengths, passions, and long-term aspirations to align them with your career objectives. In the real world, John is a software engineer. He felt stuck in his current role despite climbing the corporate ladder. Through self-assessment, he discovered his passion for technology innovation and decided to explore opportunities in research and development, leading to a more fulfilling career path. So, what is key here? Well, taking time for introspection and creating a personal inventory of your skills, interests, and values is important. This will provide a clear understanding of what you seek in your career. It may feel ironic, but setting SMART goals is a fundamental aspect of career planning. If in doubt, I suggest leveraging the SMART framework, the specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound framework, to set clear and actionable objectives. While the SMART framework in itself is work, like in nature, it is valuable. According to a study published in the Journal of Applied Psychology, employees who set specific and challenging goals tend to have higher levels of performance and job satisfaction. To put this into action, break down your long-term career aspirations into smaller, achievable goals. This approach will allow you to track your progress and make necessary adjustments along the way. Put a focus on identifying growth opportunities. In a dynamic corporate landscape, there are various avenues for professional development beyond the traditional ladder. Look for opportunities to expand your skill set, take on new responsibilities, and explore lateral moves that align with your interests. Here is another case study. Sarah, a marketing specialist, sought growth opportunities within her organization. She participated in cross-functional projects and gained exposure to different departments, leading to a promotion in a new division. Jeff Weiner, the former CEO of LinkedIn, emphasized the significance of skill development and continuous learning in one's career journey. Stay curious and proactive in seeking growth opportunities. Consider mentorship, training programs, workshops, and industry events to enhance your expertise. Career planning is a continuous process that requires self-awareness and a proactive approach. By assessing your goals and values, setting SMART objectives, and identifying growth opportunities, you can chart a path for meaningful career progression. In the next section, we will explore the power of nurturing a growth mindset to overcome challenges and propel your career forward. Remember, the key to a fulfilling career lies in aligning your ambitions with your authentic self. Super important to get that balance right. Nurturing a growth mindset for career advancement. How do you embrace a growth mindset? Let's start by defining it through the lens of career management. A growth mindset is the belief that one's abilities and intelligence can be developed through dedication and hard work. Embracing this mindset can significantly impact your career advancement, as it fosters a willingness to learn, take on challenges, and persist in the face of setbacks. A study conducted by Stanford University found that individuals with a growth mindset are more likely to embrace learning opportunities and achieve higher levels of professional success. Here's another example. Maria, a project manager, faced a major setback when a critical project she led didn't meet expectations. Instead of giving up, she adopted a growth mindset, analyzed the reasons for the failure, and used the experience as a learning opportunity to enhance her project management skills. So, challenge negative self-talk and embrace the belief that your abilities can be developed over time. View failures as opportunities for growth and learning. So, how can you overcome limiting beliefs? Limiting beliefs are deeply ingrained negative thoughts that hinder your progress and hold you back from reaching your full potential. Identifying and overcoming these beliefs is crucial to nurturing a growth mindset. What does this look like? Here's another example. Jason, an aspiring sales executive, struggled with self-doubt and believed he wasn't assertive enough to succeed in sales. Through coaching and self-reflection, he challenged his limiting beliefs and his performance improved significantly. Psychologist Albert Bandura's theory of self-efficacy highlights the impact of self-belief on one's ability to take on challenges and achieve success. In actions, this looks like paying attention to negative thoughts and questioning their validity, replacing them with positive affirmations that reinforce your capabilities. It's also about being okay with negative thinking, letting it have its place in the cycle, and working both with and through it. Being adaptable and resilient is a superpower. In a rapidly changing corporate landscape, adaptability and resilience are vital traits for career advancement. Embracing change and bouncing back from setbacks will enable you to seize new opportunities and stay relevant in your industry. As an example, a survey of the World Economic Forum identified adaptability as one of the top skills required for success in the workforce. Let's get back to another real-life example. Sarah, a human resources manager, faced a significant restructuring in her company that affected her team. By remaining resilient, she adapted to the changes, supported her team through the transition, and was recognized for her leadership. So, embrace change as a constant in the workplace. Seek out experiences that challenge you to adapt and develop resilience. Nurturing a growth mindset is a powerful tool for career advancement. By embracing the belief in your ability to learn and grow, overcoming limiting beliefs, and developing adaptability and resilience, you can navigate challenges and propel your career forward. In the next section, we will delve into the importance of defining your true aspirations and motivations to find fulfillment in your professional journey. Remember, your mindset is a key determinant of your success, and cultivating a growth-oriented outlook will open doors to endless possibilities. Aspirations and motivations, finding your true north. Personal aspirations, am I even allowed to have these? Defining your personal aspirations is crucial for a fulfilling career. Take the time to explore your passions, interests, and long-term goals to align them with your professional journey. Understanding what truly motivates you will give you a sense of purpose and direction. A study published in the Journal of Vocational Behavior suggests that aligning personal aspirations with career goals leads to higher job satisfaction and overall well-being. It's time to put this to practice. Alex, a finance professional, discovered his passion for sustainable investing and its positive impact on society. He realigned his career to work for a company that shared his values, and he found greater fulfillment in his work. So that makes sense, right? What can you do? Well, you can engage in self-reflection and ask yourself what activities bring you joy and a sense of fulfillment. Consider how you can incorporate these aspects into your career. Is this still not clear? Let's dive into the difference between intrinsic and extrinsic motivation. Understanding the difference between intrinsic and extrinsic motivations is essential for maintaining long-term career satisfaction. Intrinsic motivations come from within and are driven by personal satisfaction and passion for the work. Extrinsic motivations, on the other hand, come from external factors such as status, money, and recognition. Daniel Pink, in his book Drive, The Surprising Truth About What Motivates Us, emphasizes that intrinsic motivation is a more potent driver of performance and well-being compared to extrinsic rewards. So what does this look like in the real world? Well, Sarah, a software developer, noticed that her motivation waned when she solely focused on external rewards like bonuses. She shifted her mindset, finding joy in solving complex problems and contributing to her team's success, which increased her overall satisfaction. Identifying what aspects of your work bring you joy and satisfaction beyond external rewards is key to career advancement. Cultivate a sense of purpose and fulfillment through meaningful contributions. One of the things you can do is align your aspirations with organizational goals. To find career fulfillment, seek alignment between your personal aspirations and the goals of the organization you work for. When your values are in sync with your employer's mission, you are more likely to be engaged and committed to your work. Mark, a marketing manager, joined a tech startup whose mission aligned with his passion for sustainability. He led successful campaigns promoting eco-friendly products, which brought him a sense of purpose in his role. A survey by Deloitte found that employees who felt their personal values were in line with their company's values had higher levels of job satisfaction and engagement. Researching and choosing an organization whose values and missions resonate with your own is highly advisable. This alignment will enhance your commitment and motivation to excel your career. Defining your personal aspirations, understanding intrinsic motivations, and aligning them with your organizational goals are vital steps towards finding your true north in your career. A sense of purpose and fulfillment will drive you forward, making your career journey more rewarding. In the next part of this blog, we will explore the importance and acceptance of and how embracing change can empower you to overcome a stagnant career. Remember, discovering your genuine aspirations and motivations will lead you to a more gratifying and purposeful career path. Acceptance and embracing change in a stagnant career. In the ever-evolving corporate landscape, facing stagnation in your career is not uncommon. However, recognizing the signs of stagnation and embracing change are crucial steps in navigating your professional journey effectively. In the final part of this post, we will explore the significance of acceptance and how embracing change can empower you to overcome a stagnant career and discover new opportunities for growth and fulfillment. So, how do you recognize stagnation? Stagnation can manifest in various ways, such as feeling unmotivated, disengaged, or unchallenged in your role. Recognizing these signs is the first step towards addressing these issues and taking control of your career. A study published in the Academy of Management Journal reveals that employees who experience stagnation are more likely to experience decreased job satisfaction and increased intentions to quit. Here's another real-life example. Emma, a project manager, noticed a decline in her enthusiasm for her role after years of working on similar projects. By acknowledging the signs of stagnation, she sought out new challenges and spearheaded a process improvement initiative, reigniting her passion for her work. So what can you do? Well, regularly assess your level of engagement and satisfaction in your current role. If you identify signs of stagnation, take proactive steps to explore new opportunities and challenge yourself. Embracing change is vital for personal and professional growth. Accepting that career paths are not always linear and being open to new experiences can lead to unexpected and fulfilling opportunities. Research by McKinsey & Company highlights that employees who embrace change and adapt to new circumstances are more likely to thrive in dynamic work environments. To put this to work, let's have a look at Jason. Jason, a marketing executive, faced a career setback when his company underwent restructuring. Rather than resisting change, he viewed it as an opportunity to explore new avenues. He transitioned to a leadership role in a different division where he thrived in challenging and dynamic environment. So, be proactive in seeking opportunities for growth, even if they involve stepping outside of your comfort zone. Attend networking events, seek mentorships, and be open to taking on new responsibilities. If your efforts to revive your stagnant career within your current organization are unsuccessful, don't be afraid to consider transitioning paths. Embracing change may involve exploring new industries, starting a business, or pursuing a different role that aligns with your passions and strengths. Here's another example. Sarah, a finance professional, felt unfulfilled in her corporate finance role. She transitioned into financial consultation for nonprofit organizations, combining her financial acumen with her passion for making positive social impact. A study by LinkedIn reveals that professionals who make career transitions are more likely to report higher job satisfaction and an improved work-life balance. So you might be asking, what about me? Conduct thorough research on potential career paths and seek guidance from industry professionals or career coaches to make informed decisions about your transition. Be okay with some vulnerability and speak from your heart of hearts. You may be surprised what you get in return. Acceptance and embracing change are powerful tools for overcoming a stagnant career. By recognizing the signs of stagnation, being open to new experiences, and transitioning paths when necessary, you can unlock new opportunities and find fulfillment in your professional journey. Remember, careers are dynamic, and navigating them requires resilience and a growth-oriented mindset. As you embark on your career exploration, stay true to your aspirations, values, and passions. With determination and adaptability, you can chart a path that leads to a rewarding and purposeful career. Embrace change as a catalyst for growth and progress, and let your newfound clarity guide you towards success. And there you have it. The allure of the carpet ladder, the old mystery climb, aspirations and motivations. It's an interesting topic, one I find far more intriguing due to both my current circumstance and the historical circumstances that I've faced in the corporate environment. One of the reasons that I've written these articles is to start to help the next generation face the reality of what it looks like. And that corporate ladder myth is one of the backbones that drives people the craziest. I think it's important to remember that you don't always have to choose money over experience. And in a society that is spending more time focusing on wealth and less time on skills, I think it's more important now than ever to lean in to opportunities that will make you uncomfortable and face the unknown. This is episode 3 of season 2 of Unplug Yourself. I am your host, Joe Robins, not the Joe Rogan you were looking for if you made it this far. And I hope you've had a great day and are enjoying the content. These are both going to come out weekly, but you can check them out on Medium, where my articles are published, in the Ivory Tower Paradox. I hope you have a great day.